Understand also a longtime friend, sports writer of the Bay Area, used to write for the Oakland Tribune. Boy, did he get out in time. Now writes for the Contra Costa Times. Dave Newhouse, are you here? And also does sports on KSFO Radio. There he is, the good-looking guy in the back row.
Hi, Gene. How you doing? I kind of lost my voice the other night on the air interviewing Pete Newell. That's why I sound a little like Walter Brennan. But I just want to say, in the sports writing business, there's an old expression about someone who's still got a hop on his fastball. And what's amazing about you, and I can think of a lot of little incidents, especially that awful commercial about El Tucho. Do you remember El Tucho, Arby's? You had a wonderful time with that one.
Yeah, yes, yes.
But the most important thing is you still have, in this business, you're like Nolan Ryan. I mean, the fastball is still hopping. The enthusiasm is still there. And you're a self-starter, Gene. I mean, you start before all of us. I mean, you're up so early, and you put on a very entertaining, wise, warm, a memorable show. And I think the fact that you've been able to do this for 30 years is certainly just a real feather for you. And keep it going. If you want me to come back another 30 years, I'll come back and salute you again if we're both around.
Heck, you can go another 30 minutes here. I like that.
No.
Thank you. We have an expression in my family that when I get embarrassed, my toes scrunch, and this is a real toe scrunching day. You know, thank God my shoes are too big. This is really nice. I was going to say something. I don't think I'm going to get it out. So, well, these things happen, you know. But no, I'll say it next hour. 7:57 KSFO 560. Thank you, Dave. We'll continue with the Gene Nelson 30th Anniversary Show. It's my sister's fault. I got the puddling from her. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Live from the Venetian Room in the Fairmont Hotel, it's Gene Nelson's 30th Anniversary on Bay Area Radio. Brought to you by your Northern California Toyota dealers, West States Financial, Proctor's Jewelers, Circus Circus Hotel and Casino, President Tuxedo, Lexus Dealer Groups, and Gene's special guests this half hour include those darn accordions, Bob Sarlat, and the coach, John Madden. Now, here he is, the Emperor, Gene Nelson.
Good morning. Repeat after me. 30 years. Yeah. Do you realize you're going to be going around for the next few days with that hi ho running through your brains, and you're not going to be able to get rid of that? Performers, you have no idea where they came from or who might be responsible for this, but my producer, Mr. Italian, Mr. Accordion, Don Ray, not only went to the Cotati Accordion Festival, he enjoyed it 2 years in a row. It has been said a gentleman is a man who knows how to play the accordion but doesn't. These performers recently returned from an Eastern European tour where they participated, believe it or not, in the 4th Annual International Accordion Festival in Lithuania. And they're with us today to play San Francisco's official musical instrument. Ladies and gentlemen, those darn accordions.
Thank you.
In San Francisco, you call those the darn accordions. In North Dakota, they call that a symphony orchestra. 813 KSFO 560. Let's get a little traffic at 813 KSFO 560. Dave Henderson, whom do you have for us next?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bob Sarlat.
Man, here he is, the Nordic Nature Boy. Have a nice hand for Gene Nelson, the Nordic Nature Boy, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like I should be on vacation when I see you, though.
I tell you, it's great to see you. The emperor has new clothes, it looks like, which is nice. I actually have roast material for you this morning, Jane. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, we pay tribute to a man whose gregariousness, brilliance, and sensitivity have endeared him to millions of Bay Area radio listeners for 30 years. I'm sorry, these must be my notes for the Frank Dill roast. I'm sorry, let me put these down over here. Okay. Folks, Gene Nelson, his name just sounds like a disc jockey, doesn't it? Although his voice can only be heard by dolphins, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. My wife loves Gene's program. She listens to it while she vacuums. Thank you. But today we come to praise Gene Nelson, not to bury him, although the vote was close, folks. Raised by his mother, Jeanette, and his father, Nels Nelson, in the true spirit of Midwestern Scandinavian creativity there, huh? Let's see. Nelson, Nels. Okay, it works. Yes, the Nelson family scoured the bowels of the nation during Gene's childhood, living in such garden spots as North Dakota, New Jersey, and Ohio, states known only as places where drivers' training movies are produced. Yes, North Dakota, Gene? That's where sheep dip is a dance step. Hey. But his humble beginnings served him well. Gene Nelson wasn't always the vibrant, young-looking, athletic-looking stud you see today. When he was a kid, he was the only guy whose high school yearbook picture said actual size. Yes, the only kid whose driver's license picture was taken on top of a pony. Yes, but he continued to mature, folks. He spent 4 years in the Navy where he became acquainted with the village people on a first-name basis. But then it was radio. Yes, a hit in Buffalo and Cincinnati. And quoting here, "He was always a big talent," said his first two program directors, Guglielmo Marconi and Thomas Edison. Thank you. 30 years, folks, 30 years. Gene doesn't just read about this day in history, he remembers it. Gene Nelson remembers when the top 10 were the commandments. Thank you. That's the one I wrote. Okay, thank you. But he's a man of contrast. Sometimes he's just plain Uncle Gene. Sometimes he's the emperor. But what else can you expect from someone who gives out cookies in exchange for numbers? Never screwed the joke up. Thank you. Bye. Without ego, folks, Emperor Gene shaves or steams up the mirror. Thank you. And every year on his birthday, he still sends his parents a letter of congratulations. But folks, every year he does get better, and every day story of you. And Gene Nelson is what the medium was meant to be. And with that in mind, I have a little song I'd like to do for you right now. This is for apologies to Oliver. Remember Oliver? He used to sing here at the Fairmont.
Yes.
But why should anyone apologize for Oliver? I'm the first guy that brought up his damn name in 20 years. Gene, Gene, your eyes must be red. When you wake, most folks are still dead. And the songs that you play, they just get in your way. You're the boss
of the bay, Mighty Gene. You've got Tony La Russa and John Madden too, and Dave Henderson laughs, he's a stooge just for you. When the alarm clock starts whining, we'll still be pining for Gene.
Thank you very much.
22 KSFO 560. Thank you, Bob. I never liked you. John Madden, right after these messages. This morning by Proctor's Jewelers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Dave.
Nice to talk to you this morning. I'm sorry you couldn't be here in person, but I know you've got other things that you've got to do today, or John would have been here. In fact, one of the reasons that we had this September 1st is that John was, or December 1st, boy, I'm really confused. My actual anniversary is the 10th of December, but we knew John was going to be close, and I wanted him to be included in this because he and I have been together for 10 and a half years, if you can believe that. You remember how we met?
You know, it's been so long ago. I remember how we started, that I was going to, you were just coming to KYA, and I was doing some taping over there, and that I was going to do it for a week.
That's right.
That was 10 and a half years ago. But I'll tell you one thing. I've been with you for 10 years, and you've had 30 great years. And if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have been here any longer than that week, because I don't need the job. And it's just a joy. It's just something that is fun to do and fun to be a part of. And like I said, the only reason is you. But now let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You can't find a place to park there. You got to wear a tuxedo. You got live music, accordions.
Yep. That's about it.
I fit in there with my jackhammer and stuff. Okay, so if there's any place I don't belong, I don't even have a tuxedo. Wouldn't you wear a tuxedo in the morning?
Not usually, no, but this isn't mine. I rented this.
Yeah, no, I went in. There's no. You think if I went in a place and said I wanted to rent a tuxedo, they'd be happy to see me? Yeah, tuxedo this.
Now, you used to wear a tuxedo when CBS had you do those billiard shoots.
Yeah, oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah. That's the last time. That was... a point. But I always wore, I'll tell you what, in defense of all the Bubbas of America and all the Commandos of America, when I did wear a tuxedo, I still wore sneakers.
Is that right? Did you?
I still do. You know, when I do a game, I wear sweatpants and tennis shoes. And then I just have, and then just the top, you know, the tie. The shirt and tie and coat, that's the bluff. Underneath it is just sweatpants and tennis shoes.
Why am I not surprised?
I don't know, and that's why I couldn't come near today. I'd be exposed.
I remember when you and I first met, and I've told this story, I don't know if you remember, but I was limping down the hallway because I had just run a marathon, and you were limping down the hallway because you'd just broken your foot.
Yeah.
And you said to me, "Do you break your foot, too?" And I said, "No, I ran a marathon." And you said, "What's that?" And I said, "26 miles. And you said, "You're out of your bleeping mind." That's how we met.
Yeah, and then we switched, and I started running marathons because I saw how good you look and how much fun that would be. And I've been running, that was like, as you say, 10 and a half years, and I've been running marathons ever since.
Yeah, yeah.
I ran one this morning, yeah. You get started at 6 o'clock, I was running one.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
What kind of time did you do?
I did the, I was running the Boston.
Oh. Ah, you do get around, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you like to run these out of season, right?
Well, yeah, you know, there's no crowds that way. It's like, see, what I'm going to do, I'm going to come over to the Phoenician Room at 6 o'clock in the morning like some other week, like in March.
When there's nobody here.
When there's no one there, that's yeah. I mean, I'll do it. I mean, I'll be there, and I'll be part of it. There just won't be when there's a crowd there. I mean, anyone can go, you know, like, everyone waits to go shopping the day after Thanksgiving. Why?
Yeah.
You go the day before Thanksgiving.
There you go.
You know, it's the same thing. I mean, why come to the Phoenician Room today? I'll go next week.
The kind of guy that would drive the Indy 500 in January, right?
Sure. Now you got it.
Sure.
Now you got it. Then there's no crowds.
Are you still doing your uphill skiing?
No, not. It's not the season yet.
Oh.
Because we don't have enough. I tried to. I was up in the Sierras, and there wasn't any snow to get uphill. So that's why I just mountain climbed.
Oh. And the. In between the marathons, of course.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's to do. You just relax. It's hard, you have a lot of tension, you have a lot of pressure, and then to relax, you run marathons and uphill ski, mountain climb, doing all those things just to relax. That relaxes you.
Is that a seasonal thing with you, or is that year-round?
I do that year-round. If you're jackhammered, I'm ready.
All right.
I got the whole thing. I even got the shoes. I forgot. The first time, those are the other shoes I wear. I wear jackhammering because if you jackhammer and that hammer, yeah. that can smart.
I can imagine, yeah. Be around next hour, maybe?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I will be.
All right, but anything that you ever wanted to ask John, as long as it's not too personal, maybe 25. John, thank you for your participation.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you. John Madden, report. Brought to you this morning by Proctor's Jewelers. Let me introduce you to another one of our special guests, a talent who follows me on KSFO. We worked together for, I'm getting to the point where I don't remember years. It's been a long 9 years, a little over, just about 9 years exactly. Big round of that girl on the radio, Celeste Carey. Don't knock over my bottle there. You ever notice when people bring me gifts, a lot of it is in boxes?
Yeah, a lot of it's... Thank you. Thank you for having me here. And that was our ceremony hug, something that, shall I tell them, every morning we do that.
That's
and
right.
I don't know to you, but for me, it's certainly a sign of support from you to get in there and do a good show. And that's when I first started working at KSFO. I actually started working at KSFO here. The lovely Mason's restaurant is located. And
still paying for dinner last night.
I wasn't even there, but maybe next time. And then I came over. You had defected from KSFO and gone over to KYA.
That's right.
And then I got a job at KYA. And then it became KSFO again, right?
Yeah.
And the glamorous 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. shift. I was so nervous because you were there, and I had heard about you were the emperor. You were the guy. Everybody loved you. You had such a reputation, talented. And I just dreaded the first week. I kept thinking, he's going to hear me on the air. He's going to hate me. He's going to think I don't belong here. And you made me feel like, always made me felt like I deserved to be there. And I have to, nervous, 24-year-old kid, and you never made me feel like I didn't belong there. So thank you for that.
You do belong here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you belong here. And
thank you.
You're the best. Congratulations. Always an honor to work with you, Gene.
Little Ishka Bibble is how old now?
Little Ishka Bibble, yeah. And I provided you with a fair amount of material over the years.
Yes, you certainly have.
My little Consuelo and Ishka Bibble, they're all fine. Well, yeah. Connie isn't anymore, but she's here in spirit.
Celeste, thank you so much.
Thanks for being here.
Celeste Perry. And my cohort is out there, Dave Henderson.
Still wandering around.
Weaving around, as it
were. Back from the Tonga Room. Now, we have some special guests, Gene. One of them's another KSFO legend, Al Jazbo Collins.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Congratulations to you, Gene.
Thank you, Jazbo.
Awful nice to have you celebrating your 30th anniversary, but in an unauthorized way. because I don't want to put a blot on your scutcheon, although there's already one there. But you've been operating without being majuberized for many years. And along with you and your royal commandos, I would like to offer the oath this morning and take everybody into the majubas, keeping in mind that once you say these words, you're entitled to the second best feeling in the world. Raise your left hands, ladies and gentlemen, and repeat after me. I don't got to show you.
I don't got to show you.
No stinking badges.
No stinking badges.
You are all hereby majuberized. Lots of luck, Gene.
Thank you.
KKKKSFFFFO. It's the greatest radio station in the world.
KKKKSFFFFO. It's the greatest radio station in the world.
Indubitably, in San Francisco.
That's Jazz Bowl. If you're ready with John, I'm ready with John. Give me a little John Madden music. Let's hear where we're going. 9:28. And your quality tune-up shops and smog centers bring you the John Madden Report. You there, Coach?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Here's an opportunity. Let's bring the house lights up a little bit, because very often people say, you know, the next time you talk to John Madden, you ought to blah, blah, blah. Now you have your chance. Dave, you got your wireless mic out there. If anybody has a question for John, don't make it too personal. Just raise your hand.
I'll get to you.
Yeah. Yep. Why don't you come up here, Julie? Is my wireless working? Question. Okay. Question for John Madden from Julie.
I just would like to know, from what gene pool does he get his multiple leg turkeys?
Well, what you do is first you have to know that we were in Texas, and the only place, you know, they have four-legged turkeys. Of course, you can find those all over the world, but in Texas, there's a place up in the Panhandle, and you got to get up in the Panhandle of Texas. And they have that's where they raise six-legged turkeys. So what we did is we got the turkey in the Panhandle of Texas, and then we cooked it in Dallas.
Dave, there's a fellow over there that looks rather familiar. I wonder if he can give his name. You have a question. You have a question for John Madden, sir. What is your name, first of all? You look awfully familiar.
I know who he is.
Glenn Dickey.
Hi?
From the San Francisco Chronicle.
I can tell by the laugh. I knew who he was before he said his name.
What I want to know, John, is when did you become an authority on quarterbacks?
Authority on quarterbacks?
Yeah.
All I have to do, Glenn, in my business is just give you the mic. Like in your business, all they do is give you the pen.
And you figure that out.
Yeah, and then you're the authority.
Right.
Or they give you a call, Glenn Dickey, the Chronicle, then you're an authority.
Well, some people still, John.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I used to say that Glenn Dickey, I didn't know, and then I saw you. Remember at that dinner where you wore that thing?
Oh, yeah.
What was that
the
thing?
The toga?
Yeah.
The Rick Perry dinner.
Guts in.
Thank you for being here, Glenn. See, he's a pussycat. He's not nearly as tough as you think he is. Thanks for being. Glenn Dickey of the San Francisco Chronicle. Raise a hand. Anybody have a question for John? Over there, David.
John, do you think Joe Montana will be back this season?
I'll tell you, I think, first of all, I want to say this. Glenn Dickey just said I'm an authority on quarterbacks, so where did I get to be one? First of all, I think this. I think that this is Steve Young's year. I think that the 49ers right now are Steve Young's team to quarterback. I think that Joe Montana is feeling fine, and I think that he will be back. But I don't think he'll really play unless there's a situation where they clinch everything and they put him in a little. not counting that situation, I don't think he'll really play unless something happens to Steve Young. But in this game, as we all know, any quarterback or any player is just one play away from not playing.
Another question, Dave. You got a young lady there. Dave, yes, has another. Oh no, it's a young man. I'm sorry. It's the eyes are going too, evidently. And
you didn't notice my mustache. John, I'd like to ask you a technical question. I'm damn near 80 years old. I've been watching football all my life. And the other day, Sunday, I believe, did Philadelphia make that last first down or not?
No. I got to put him on the spot, huh?
No, they didn't, because when the measurement came out there, it was short. The ball wasn't over the thing. When they completed the pass, I thought they did. And, by the time they got down there and spotted it, it was so close. I mean, it just could have gone either way, and they spotted it, and they didn't make the first down. I think the one complaint, though, that, and I saw that the Eagle coach, Rich Kotite, had that in the paper today, is that there was no official right there. So, when the ball was caught and tackled and everything, there was no one there to spot it, and they all came later, and when they got there, that's where they decided the spot was. But, and then who's to say that even had they gotten the first down, who's to say that they would have scored? I mean, I think that the 49ers played better on Sunday than the Philadelphia Eagles did, and I think that they deserved to win that game anyway.
I have one more question. I've never been on radio, so I want to take advantage until you pull me off.
You sound like my son. How much time do I get?
30 seconds. When that official puts his foot down to mark where the ball should be, which part of the ball gets put on that line? The middle, the back end, or the front end?
Well, what happens, that's an interesting question, because it's supposed to be how when the ball goes down, it's how the ball lies. So they don't straighten the ball out. And, that's again, by not being there, the official didn't know if the ball was straight in his hand. In other words, if he comes down and the ball is straight, then it's put down straight. And then, of course, it's the front tip of the ball. Now, if he comes down and the ball, say, were perpendicular to the line as compared to being straight, then that ball is put down and marked where it's sideways. So it all depends on how it comes down. But in any case, by the time they got there, they straightened that ball out, and then so it's the tip of the ball has to be over that marker.
All right. No more questions from that session, because Dave took his microphone away. He was going to get into the business here after a while.
Yeah, but he's 80 years old. That's pretty good.
What have you got there? Question of the back?
Yeah, John, I'm half that age. But I've got a question for you. The game has changed so much since you were coaching it, and I know that you've probably got some opinions about that. If you could change anything about the game today, what would that be?
I probably wouldn't change a lot. I like the game the way it is today. I think that we have the best game going, and I would probably just keep it the way it is. I think that one thing that we don't need to do is tinker too much with it.
Any other questions? There's a lady there, Dave. If you can get to her, you should pardon the expression, but
I'll rush over. I have a lady in the balcony, Doctor.
Yeah, exactly. There she is.
All right, here we go.
Yes, I was wondering, John, if you have any neighbor complaints, because we've had neighbors complain about barking dogs and chickens or things like that, and with a jackhammer in an exclusive neighborhood like Blackhawk, I was just wondering if you've ever had any neighbor complaints or stories.
Interesting question.
Well, what I do is I just do it during what we call working hours, and I think when you get in trouble is when you don't do them during working hours. And then the dog is so big. I got a dog, it's a Newfoundland, and it's a she, and she weighs 170 pounds. And when she barks, I mean, it's so, you know, kind of like that. No one said, who's gonna complain? They just kind of sit and listen. Okay. But she doesn't bark that often. But then you have to go places. You know, I mean, I just don't stay here. I mean, I go around and you know, jackhammer in different places and, you know, take the dog different places, too.
That's all the questions we have time for. We're going to move along, but I thank you. Thank you for your participation. John? Thanks so much for everything, Lo, these 10 and a half years, and you see the way John works. People ask us all the time, well, you know, do you set this up? And the beautiful thing about working with this man, we never set anything up. He loves to ad-lib. I love to ad-lib. We don't plan anything, and it works very well that way. John, you're a master at it. Thank you for your contribution.
Well, thank you, and again, congratulations, and I just want to say it's been my pleasure over all these years, and again, to say it again, there's one reason that I'm doing that, and you're the reason. And I thank you for everything.
Thank you, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. KSFO 560, the John Madden Report, brought to you by your quality tune-up shops and smoke centers. I think one of the marvelous things that's been nice for me over the years is that there are people that listen to my program who may not agree with what I say, but we get along because they like the fact that I speak my mind, and I like them because they speak their mind. And I can't believe there's a guy that has been a friend of mine for so long, and so often on political matters, we don't even come close. But on speaking our mind, we certainly do. I'd like to introduce State Assemblyman John Burton.
Afraid to lose a sponsor or something? Disclaimer 1A. I respect your right to think your thoughts,
Gene. Exactly. I'm not responsible for anything John Burton says. Welcome, welcome.
Great to be here. I mean, you know, I'm nervous to be here. No, I just, it is a pleasure to be here. I've been a fan of Gene for years and KSFO for years, and I think to say that he replaced Don Sherwood in my mind and my heart is because nobody could replace Don, but I'll tell you, it's just like Joe Montana and Steve Young. You don't really miss too much of a beat.
Well, that's very kind. Oh, sure. No disclaimer on that one. Go right ahead, John. That's it.
Well, so I said... anyway, I do have a couple things to present to Gene. The first one is a resolution from the state legislature, and I'm not going to read it because it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 18 whereases, which tells you all the things that he's done, and I think we all really know the things that he's done, except one thing came as a surprise to me, is that I just always thought it was like North Dakota to Syracuse to here, and I don't understand why you never mentioned Zanesville, Ohio.
You know Zanesville?
Well, I know Ohio. I was born in Ohio, so I know Zanesville.
Oh, that's right. You were born in San Francisco. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Cincinnati. Me and
that's why we
Marge
like each
Schott.
Other.
Yeah,
exactly. We've been through hell together.
But anyway, Gene would, I guess, stand up so they can see this, but I'd like to give you this one. Great. Now when you wonder where your tax dollars go, you got it.
It's going to this assembly resolution. This is going to go in my trophy case right next to a plate that my mother gave me from Forest River, North Dakota, with the original picture of Forest River on. I mean that. I mean, that's one of my treasures. Stuff. Thank you.
And this is one that's from the mayor, so I'll have to. I want to read this because he only has four whereases. He's not as much a fan as I am. I guess I should say, just kidding, Frank, but, you know. The whereases do speak for themselves. It's an old thing. Because whereas the city and county of San Francisco is proud to recognize and honor the Emperor of Radio, Gene Nelson, on the occasion of a commemorative broadcast celebrating his 30 years on the air at KSFO-KYA. And whereas Gene Nelson is a radio legend in a San Francisco tradition whose warmth, humor, and intelligence have been an inspiring and informative influence upon thousands of Bay Area residents. And whereas San Francisco commends Gene Nelson for his willingness to use his stature in his profession to improve the welfare of this city in countless ways, such as supporting the One Neat City campaign, advocating a new ballpark for the Giants, and focusing attention on the needs of the homeless, as well as lending his talent and prestige to numerous charity campaigns. And whereas San Francisco is honored to salute Gene Nelson on this very important occasion and extends to him our best wishes and heartfelt gratitude for the special role he plays in the life of our city, now therefore be it resolved that I, Frank M. Jordan, Mayor of the City and County of San Francisco, and am extraordinarily pleased to proclaim this first day of December 1992, Gene Nelson Day in San Francisco.
Thank you. When all else fails, thank you. Thank you so much, John, and Mayor Jordan. 944 KSFO 560. My mom always said, well, you can't be a disc jockey forever. What are you going to do when it's time to get a real job? Well, just hang in there another few years, Mom. Let's get some traffic. Joe McConnell, traffic.
All right, Gene, and it's a real job out there on the freeway.
Want to introduce our next guest. I have been a baseball fan since I was old enough to walk. I thought that's what I wanted to do for a living. I remember my mother, and I never let her forget it. She used to say when I would go out and play baseball, Eugene, you can never make any money playing baseball. And, of course, the way I played, I probably couldn't have. But every time I see somebody sign one of those $9 million contracts, I always clip the article out and send it to Mom. But one of the pleasures that I have had over the past few years, one of the real privileges that I get in my business, is that I get to meet a lot of people that you don't get to meet. And a man that I admire so much for the work that he does, and a man who has taught me more about baseball than I ever knew in my life, the manager of the year, Tony La Russa. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I just got to remind myself it's Gene Nelson, the legend, not the reliever.
So nice of you to come this morning.
Really. Well, thank you, Gene. You know, I never knew when we first started doing that on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday how it'd work out. I'm not very good about talking, especially after a loss. But I can remember picking up the phone to do it. You know, we'd play the night before and maybe have really a bummer of a game where you're embarrassed, you can't sleep, and some way, somehow, you'd pull it off. I mean, I wouldn't want to talk, and pretty soon you get the conversation going, and when it was over, I felt better about losing and playing the next game. You're amazing.
Well, thank you. I've always said that the secret of doing a good interview are not the questions, but to get somebody to answer the questions, and you've always been candid with me, you've always been informative. I've learned so much about the game, and it's nice to know somebody that not only knows the game, but you're a true fan of baseball, and it's so fun to talk the game with you. It really is.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, in fact, I made it, I'm sure everybody here realizes it or agrees with it, but the way you did John Madden, the way you do John Madden every day, a couple, three times, I mean, how do you do that? I could never understand that.
I've often said that dealing with John Madden is kind of like driving a semi down a hill with no brakes. You just hang on, hope for the best, and go where it takes you.
Well, we've had, you know, I mean, you and I over the years, you know, fortunately there were some championship years in there, but, you know, you don't win 162, and we would have some great times, and then there was a controversy or two, maybe the right fielder once in a while, or... And, you know, I always look forward, because I always felt like, you know, Gene's going to set this up in a way where I can try to explain what the A's are thinking or what our perspective is, and or even if everybody was down the player and we were not. Like I say, it's the talent that you have, not just carry your show, but to converse with people. I've had the personal privilege of doing it for those years. I'll tell you what, Gene, it's a talent that I've never seen anything like it.
Well, thank you. I think
everybody knows we're not going to be carrying the A's next year, unfortunately, and there's no animosity involved. It was a business decision, as business decisions are made. So the A's will not be on, and I can still see the A's. I can still go out as a fan, and I will, and see baseball. But the thing that disappoints me the most is that you'll no longer be a part of the show, and you made a great contribution, and I've really enjoyed it.
Well, thank you. If I can say one more thing, and that is that much prior to the chagrin of KNEW, if there was any way that I could do the show on KSFO with Gene Nelson, I'd jump at the chance. But and I don't know if that's possible, but I will tell you, I drove in listening to the show, and I was trying to get a feel of, you know, everybody trying to have fun, or can you get serious? I do want to say something seriously. It probably won't work, but I will miss you tremendously. Been part of the best times of my life was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7:50 with Gene Nelson. Thank you very much.
That's great, guys. Thank you. This is the Little Commando March with Dick Bright. With a show like this, it is impossible to thank everyone, because there have been so many people that have contributed. So to my usual crew, who you all know, Brady Cannon with sports, and Don Ray, my producer, and Dave Henderson, and John Madden, sports, and Ted Levin, who has been our engineer here, and so many other people, Ed Tramp, my general manager, and my boss, certainly all of you, I thank you for being here. It has been a memorable day. We used to play with that old philosophical question when I was in college, and the question was, if a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it make a sound? And I don't know that, but I do know if a guy talks on the radio and there's nobody out there to listen, he doesn't make a sound. And I thank you for making it possible for me to make a sound for the last 30 years. Bless your heart. Gene Nelson, Tatskadaha.
This is for you, Gene.
Gene Nelson again. Once again, thank you for your interest in my show. Thank you, the audience, for making it possible, because without you, there would be no 30 years. Without you, there is no me. And I'm particularly thankful that you wanted to buy the tape, because the proceeds from this tape are going to the Doug Sciutto Endowment Fund, established in memory of my late stepson, who died in 1990 in the fraternity fire at Cal. So all the proceeds go there. It's a great thing to do for the memory of Doug. You've done a wonderful thing. Thank you.